This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome back to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. I am your host, Dr. Vic, and I'm excited to have you back on as this topic that we're going to talk about today, and what I'll get to in just a minute, is something that I've been communicating back and forth with a buddy on, and the things that he's been sharing, the things I would, you know, how I understand things in my world and what I've studied and where I come from, and it's really fascinating. And I was like, this is something I want to share to my community. And so I'm excited to bring this to the table to you today. Before we do that, I want to just make sure you know that we do have a free Facebook group that we have on Facebook. You can click the link in the show notes. And this is where I share a lot of content, reels and articles and stuff like that that's related to what we share here on the podcast. Eventually, we're going to get a little better organized. We're not as good as I'd like to be, but eventually I want to have, and we're going to start doing this where we let you know who's coming on, who's our next interview person. So you can check them out before you hear the interview with me. We're getting better systems in place to do that. And I'm excited that we're going to start having that, but it's only going to be allowed, only be showed in that group. So you only get it there. So make sure you do that. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Also, I've been having a lot of questions asked about Decoding Your Matrix, the online class. It's related to the book, my book, Decoding the Matrix. And this is a great 6-week course that really helps you break away. So if you're somebody, this course is really just for somebody who's like, I'm tired of the status quo of what I've been experiencing. I'm tired of not having to take charge of my life. I'm tired of not attracting life that I know I'm worthy of or wanting to experience and so much more. If that's you, but you want to do this overhaul on every aspect of your life, this is the program for you. I will give you the science. I will give you step-by-step action, tools, and so much more to allow for you to do that, to level up, to allow for you to do all those kind of things. It's in the course. Check it out in the show notes and get signed up. I have a huge discount for the community there, only available in for the Mindful Experiment. So this topic, this concept is all about attracting wealth. It's all about attracting money. It's all about how do you create abundance, right? Abundance is being able to not just have a plethora of money that you don't know what to do with, and you could spend as much as you want and never give it up. I think abundance to me and how I defined abundance is really more looking at being able to attract whatever it is I need and whatever I want to get to have and experience and so forth, and be able to do that anytime in any given moment, and to not have to worry about money at all because it's always just flowing to me when I need it and whenever I want it. To me, I think there's a lot more power in that. There's a lot more stepping into your power, stepping into who you are and truly understanding that process. And so, check. So one of the things we can talk about that we're going to dive into is how do we block the flow that's coming to us? You see, one of the things that I share with my coaching clients is that we work on these things, mindset, vibe, and I teach them principles on how to remove the blocks that they've created for themselves that's holding them back to where they want to achieve success. I mean, how is it that I'm a business coach, but yet 90%+ of the time, I think it's more like 95 now, I'm not even talking business principles. If I have chiropractors as clients, I'm not even getting to numbers and certain business strategies and building up different incomes and streams and all these other things. It's all about who they are as an individual and how to stay centered. My job is more keeping their energy in a certain place as best as I possibly can, because I can't control all their actions. I can't control their thoughts. I can't control any of that. I can just give advice and guide. But when they follow that as best as they possibly can, magic happens. Doubling, tripling your business, their business in within a year period of time. Being able to work, never thought they could work less hours, and now they're working less than they ever thought possible and making 3-4 times what they did before. I mean, there's just these parameters and beliefs, right? So why am I sharing all this? Because when we look at money, we have a certain viewpoint on there, and there's a certain way of how we view and energize, and a lot of times, or put our energy towards. And a lot of times what happens is we're not grateful and appreciative for what's coming in. Now, let me explain. You have to understand that when we look at energy, if we think of everything in life as energy, a frequency, and vibration, then every thought that we have and what we put towards, whatever our energy that we give focus and attention to, is going to be the cause to what creates the effect of what comes back to our life of what we experience. And so a lot of times when it comes to money, making money and abundance, we always pay attention to what's coming into the pocketbook or what we have in the bank account or where something may come, right? But I want to put a little twist on this, because gratitude is the right attitude to take your life to the next altitude, right? I'll say that one more time. Gratitude is the right attitude to take your life to the next altitude. Now, that's in every facet of life. Business, money, relationships, health, you name it. It's been proven from an energetic standpoint that when we come from a place of gratitude, pure gratitude of everything that we've experienced in our life and what we have, the blessings of what we have, then you will, when you focus on blessings, you get more blessings, right? So what does this mean when it comes to the magic of money? What does this mean when it comes to the abundance of having money coming towards us? And all these kind of things. I want to share this it's just so simple, but it's so overseen and thinking, nah, it can't be that. It's got to be this big thing. And it's all about what I do, because as humans in the matrix of the conditioning of our minds, we think that doing is what is the thing that creates our success. And it isn't. I'm not saying doing isn't important. There's some things called inspired action and aligned and inspired actions and all those types of things. And those are critically important. Action has to be taken. But the point, what I've learned over the last 15 years, is that there are things that are underneath that are way more important, because you can have a car run in the wrong direction and never get to your destination. Oh, but I took the action though. Yeah, but you did it in the wrong way. Your mind was off. Your vibe was off. What you were emitting to the field was off. So let's look at this from a financial standpoint. So many times we look at what we make and we put this construct and this belief of whatever we think is not good enough and so forth. But what if we started to look at all the abundances and the blessings that we have coming in our life? How many times someone paid for a cup of coffee for you? Let's say you're going out with a friend and they covered the bill. That's money in your pocket. Now you may say, no, it didn't go in my bank account. Yes, it is. That $5 for a cup of coffee, $6, $8, whatever they go for nowadays, it wasn't extracted from your account or put on a credit card or whatever that is that you use. It's still in your bank account. Someone gave you that today. When you go shop for something, you get a massive sale. That's money in your pocket. When you start to get a discount on something, that's money in your pocket. When you get a saving somewhere, when you have a magic check, because a lot of times we think it's just money coming to us. Like, oh, I had an unexpected $100. I was talking to a friend. He had an unexpected $30,000 in an account. He totally forgot over 40 years ago yet. Yeah, we look at that and say, oh, look at the magic there. That's great. But you're looking, it's like baseball. The team that wins is the ones that hits home runs. Not really. The most powerful teams are the ones that play small ball the most. I mean, the ones that win the World Series are like that. And so it's one of those things that in your life, when you do the small ball stuff, the basic small little things, that creates the big things. When you focus on these little appreciation of gratitude, when someone gives you something or you get something for free, that's money in your pocket. And when you start to see the blessings and the appreciations of what's coming to you, and you start to see it in every facet, you'll start to see this more and more and more and more and more. And when you start to do that, it's a game changer, because now your focus is into the sense of blessings. The focus is in the sense of, wow, look at all the money that is coming to me. Yeah, it might not be actual money in your pocket, but money is just a means of values of trading. It's a piece of paper that has a value that you can use in exchange for goods, services, and so forth. So when someone's giving you a product and you didn't have to give money for that, that's money in your pocket. And then when you start to see all this start to add up, then you're like, wow, there's actually a lot more blessings happening to me than I thought. You see, because one thing I've learned in life that I say this often, I've said it on the podcast many times, all things exist. It is something that I didn't think was true, but it is. It's all things exist, all here, all right now. All things exist right here, right now. What you see and what you put your focus to is a piece of the pie of all things. And that piece of the pie is what you're putting your energy and focus to, what you're thinking about, how your projections are, your beliefs, and so much more. And that creates those experiences. So what I'm having you do, what I'm challenging you to do, is to shift your mind away from what most people do, the constructs of the matrix that have conditioned their mind to say, well, if I truly have financial.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Abundance. Money just comes to me. And you hear this from so many people. Very well successful people talk about Jim Carrey. I put a check in there and had it for $10 million. And I put it in my pocket. He had it for years. And then eventually one day he did a movie and he made $10 million. I think it was Dumb and Dumber. And you hear people talking about that. And I think that's a conditioning to think that's the only way money comes to us. But money comes in so many different ways. Abundance comes in so many different ways. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. Mother Teresa, she didn't have any money. But you see her flying on private jets, going all across the world, you know, doing the services that she did, because she understood this. She understood this aspect of money. You don't need to have it. You don't have to have the private jet to do that. That's an ego thing if you think you do. She didn't need any of that stuff, and she had it all. So when you look at your life, here's what I'm challenging you to do. And it doesn't matter if you're in business or not. These both play a role on both sides. And that is, start looking at what you have. Nice. I would say create an Excel sheet or a number sheet if you use a Mac and document this. Like literally put it in an Excel sheet, because I think sometimes the mind needs proof. Well, I know it does. And so the mind does need proof. And what it'll start to do is every month you'll start to add this up. And it's a massive game changer. I mean, literally, you start to track this down and you're like, holy cow, look at the X amount of money now I had that came back into my pocket that I have to spend. Here's a prime example. I just, my own personal experience, right? So my daughter, she's going to be almost 16 months, and it's such a joy to have and such a blessing in so many ways. But one of the things is my wife and I were talking about getting like a little kitchen for her and all these little things and where to get it and certain quality materials and all the stuff that we look into because we want something that's going to last a long time. And so we started looking into things and we're like, okay, here's what it is. My wife, I'm like, just map it out and then we'll take a look and we'll see what works. And so she did. And here's all the gadgets she wanted to get. Here's all the extra accessories to that. And here's this to that. And here's what it can go. So my wife's like basically mapping out the whole vision of this one little kitchen. So I love much. My wife's just amazing. And so she maps out and shows me the whole vision of what it's going to go to and what's going to be there for her. And then watch explaining what this does for our daughter and what how the benefit. I just love when she just does so much details and so many things. And I said, great. I said, well, let's start here. This is where we're going to go for now. You know, we have a strict budget we stick to. So I'm like, let's just go here for now and we'll get this and then we'll add things on. My wife felt the feeling like, eh, I don't know. And then eventually she's just like, she reached out in a group and just said, hey, does anyone have this that they're looking to sell? And somebody personally messaged her and was like, my twin 8-year-olds have pretty much used this up. It has been used and it's been, well, they've had the joy and we just want to be able to pass that down to someone else who can do the same thing. So we were ecstatic. Not only did they give us the kitchen, but they gave us a bunch of cooking stuff, a bunch of different types of vegetables and fruits and meats, an ice cream thing, which is really cool. My wife, my daughter doesn't know what ice cream is, but it's one of those things where we're like, maybe down the road, she'll eventually put two and two together. We know that day is going to come. Potato heads, a bunch of stuff that added up to be, you know, multiples hundreds of dollars. And I sat there in total appreciation. I looked at my wife and I said, someone just gave us, let's say it was $400 for everything. I said, someone just gave us $400. I said, I'm so grateful. Look how we're attracting and manifesting things into our life. And when you start to shift that way, more abundance will start to come to you because you're appreciating for it. So how do I, you know, wrapping this up, it's you have to, the stepping parts is one, you just got to be appreciative of all the little things that come. I've said this before in the podcast in many different ways, but when it comes to finances, it's appreciating the little things. What is those little things? It's not about what money's coming in your pocket all the time. Like actual, like, hey, you found a check for $2,000 that you didn't know about or something that came up or you just attracted into your life somehow. It can be as simple as going to the grocery store and actually going to get checked out instead of going through the self-checkout. And the person at the register brings up the wrong thing that was cheaper or totally forgets to do something every once in a while, whatever that may be. That's a blessing in pocket money in your pocket. Now you can go ahead and tell them, hey, you didn't charge me for this. Be that person. That's great. I honor, I respect that. But it can be also things like somebody covering for a cup of coffee, someone paid for a dinner, someone, you know, let's say someone just wanted to mow your lawn, helping you out in some way. There's services and products that people do. That's saving money. Or it's you going to buy something and you get a huge savings on it. A lot of times every year, my wife and I will look and wait to see what we need. And then we'll wait to like a Black Friday special or something that's close to that throughout the year. We'll monitor sales so that we know that when it comes, then we say, okay, we have the money there. Let's go and get it. And that way we then have money back in our pocket from the savings. And so it's savings that you get, discounts, anything. It can be someone buys you something. That's also methods of money. So I want you to understand this is a process that comes through and looking at it's all avenues, not just, oh, I accumulated $1,500. I accumulated $10,000 this month, or I hit $100,000 this month. It's the little things. You see, because one of the things that tied us all together, last part I want to share on this is that like in sports, so many people want to do the big things. They want to hit the home run or they want to be like Michael Jordan in basketball and do those amazing dunks and those all those things that people get all wild about. But when you really look at these athletes who are legends, they do the small things all the time. They focus on the most littlest things. And it's because they focus on the littlest things so much, it allows them to be that superstar who they are. It allows them to take it to that level when they need to. And that's the beauty. And that's something I've learned in life with sports myself, that you focus on the foundations, you become a better player. It wasn't all the extravagant things and all these other things that were out there. It was literally, for me as an outfielder, just practicing balls hit singles into the outfield, practicing my mechanisms of picking up the ball, swinging my momentum over to the other side to throw the ball as hard as I possibly can. It was getting into so much. I can't tell how many times I've thrown, practicing throwing a ball from the outfield to second base, to third base, to home, to first base, and go in that cycle. I would do like 20 of them to second, 20 of them to third, 20 of them to home. And then whatever ones didn't look good, I do an extra 20 to that one. And probably even more, probably throwing at least almost 100 times each total, 4 or 5 times a week. So that's 500. So you figure, let's say it's 100. Let's say it's just 100 each practice. And I'm practicing 5 days a week. That's 500 a week. So if I do that for a couple months, you know, I'm starting to add 2,000, 4,000, 6,000 times. Do you think that now all of a sudden when it comes to make that amazing diving catch or that make that sprint to the ball and all of a sudden I need to throw somebody out, it's just like, holy cow, he threw that perfectly. It's the small things that you practice daily that's going to be the big things in your life. So when you look at things from a financial standpoint, when you look at the magic of money, when you look at attracting abundance, it is focusing on those small things and seeing in a different way than what you have done before. And I would love to hear from you as you practice this to what comes into your life, what shows up. You might find a huge deal on Facebook Marketplace for something that you wanted to buy that you didn't even know was there. And all of a sudden you searched it up and it's like, holy cow, this is way less than what it was. And it was in immaculate shape. I mean, there's things out there, you know, when it comes to attracting, that we don't have to think about it just being money in our pocket, even though we would love that. It's also just the essence of attracting discounts and savings and somebody buying you something or something along that nature. Shift your mind to that level and you start to focus your energy on abundance. You start to focus your energy on gratitude. And when you can hone in and harness that energy, which takes time to do, takes time to adapt and evolve into the nervous system. It takes time to neurologically build that neuroplasticity to allow that brain to shift. And then you become that. It takes time, 3 to 4 months minimum. But when you do this work and you stay consistent with it, then all of a sudden you are more free because you understand more about this whole experiment we call life. This mindful experiment. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in. As always, please, 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 if you enjoyed this, share this with someone that you know that you can be inspired by. Second thing is share a review on anywhere that you listen to podcasts. This helps get this podcast out there and really continue the success that we've had on this podcast of being a top 1% globally. We're up to 3.2 million podcasts and we're in 1%. And it's because you listeners listening out, being part of our community and so much more. We greatly appreciate you for all of that and so much. As always, I want to thank you. And next week, I have an awesome guest that I cannot wait to share. I was on her podcast and now she is on ours. And I am excited to dive deep. I will be sharing once, if it's out before we release this, her interview, I'll have it in the show notes. But if not, check it out. But I have Reverend Rachel I'll be interviewing, and I cannot wait to share the content and the information and the conversation that I had with her. Many blessings until next time. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more. Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.